Well, good evening. It's good to be with everybody this evening. As the elders have seen fit to go from preaching a section of Psalm 119 to preaching a verse at a time, I don't know what's harder to prepare for, the section or the one verse. It's God's Word is just so rich, and you can draw so much out of it, and I'm so thankful for that. But I hope that we can look at this verse this evening with much encouragement, and which I think it gives us, and most of all, may it glorify the Lord. In Romans 15:4, Paul tells us, "For everything that was written in the past was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." That's Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Let's go ahead and pray and ask the Lord's blessing upon us. Our Father in heaven, we do come to you tonight as your people to come and to join each other in prayer, to plead your mercies and your graces upon us and each other. Lord, we thank you that we can look at your word briefly this evening and see that the comfort that it does bring us, Lord, we do believe that these words that were written so many years ago are for us even today, and they are there and will always be there as truth, Lord. We thank you for your word. We ask, Lord, that your spirit would be with us this evening. Help us, Lord, to see clearly what the word of God is being taught this evening. And then help us, Lord, to pray together as you called us to do so. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we continue in our study of Psalm 119. As I said, Pastor John let us know last Lord's Day that we'll be taking one verse of Psalm 119 and meditating on it and its teaching before we go into our time of prayer for the next Lord's Days going forward. Last Lord's Day, our pastor preached on Psalm 119, verse 149, where he gave us 2 points to think on. One, the Lord's promise, which comes from the words, "Remember your word to your servant," that we see in verse 49. And two, our hope, which is seen in verse 49 when it says, "In which you have made me hope," which comes from the hope that the psalmist has in God's word and his promises. And this evening we find ourselves in verse 50, where we'll see the psalmist focusing on where he draws his comfort during times of affliction. Times of affliction. It seems that the book of Psalm points us to a few key themes. One would be the law of God, and the other would be God's promises. We might even say that the Psalms are very law, gospel focused, because it's full of instructions and commands given to us by God, which would be law, and promises of hope when we fail to obey His commands, pronouncing grace and mercy upon God's children, which only those who have trusted in the gospel can receive. So these are promises to God's people in their time of affliction. Other themes, and there are many others that are woven through the Psalms, are the afflictions of the saints, which we see mentioned in our text this evening. Well, our text this evening, let's look there at Psalm 119, verse 49 and 50. I'll read 49 for the sake of context. But it says, "Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life." Tonight we continue as we look at verse 50, and we read that "this is my comfort in my affliction," the psalmist says, "that your promise gives me life." We see in verse 49 that those promises that we get from, or we receive from God, is from God's word. We receive those promises from God's word, and this is the comfort of the psalmist in his time of affliction. In his time of affliction, the psalmist notes that God's word is his comfort, but specifically, not only his comfort, but his comfort in affliction. And we see the word affliction in the Psalms over and over and over. And I think it's very helpful for us because, as we'll see even here tonight in our message, that affliction is something that all of us are either going through or have gone through. And we need God's comfort during that time of affliction. In Psalm 34, we read, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." And notice David does not say, "Many are the afflictions of all mankind." No, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. There is a special grace and mercy that comes to us as believers when we are suffering through afflictions. Afflictions are those things that bring suffering and pain into our lives, that bring persecution into our lives, that bring those hurts and those dealings of whys that we ask, Lord, in those times of darkness or maybe cloudiness in our lives. And what about you tonight, dear Christian? Are you going through affliction? Are you going through afflictions? Have you recently suffered the loss of a loved one? Are you caring for a loved one who is suffering and therefore are going through your own sufferings? Is there worry and anxiousness concerning unanswered questions concerning your health? Are there financial concerns that face you? Are you downtrodden? Are you suffering under the world's hate for you because of your Christian faith? Do you see the wicked prospering around you and wonder why you can't get ahead? Are you suffering afflictions? And if you're not suffering afflictions, then you're in the season where God's grace has been poured out upon you and you see His mercies upon you. May the Lord continue to keep you in that season, as we all love to be there. But we will, as Christians, continue to suffer affliction in our lives. And even the afflictions that the psalmist speaks of here in Psalm 119, verse 51, he says, The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. He talks about the enemy coming and suppressing him, or being that which is his affliction. But let us take heed of the psalmist this evening as he points us to where our comfort should draw from when we are in times of affliction. In times of affliction, it can seem dark, it can seem very confusing, but God's word is not confusing, and God is not a God that dwells in darkness, but He is light and He is love, and He comforts His people in those times. And that is in, it is in God's word that we find His promises to us when we suffer affliction. In this same psalm, in verse 105, God's word will tell us that His word indeed is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It is where we find the promises of God that we cling to when we are in times of affliction. It is there that we find the promises of God when we need to call upon the Lord in our time of need. The world chases after temporary healing. It takes advantage of God's blessings. But we as believers can have comfort in our afflictions, and the source of that comfort is God's holy word. We tend to look to the left and to the right, and we tend to look to ourselves or to others for comfort when we're suffering or when we're in times of affliction. But it's God's word, brothers and sisters, that we need to go to immediately when we want to find that true comfort that God brings us in our times of affliction. And in times of affliction, we are to meditate on the promises of God from His word. Pastor John really hit that hard last Lord's Day, and God's promises and the promises of God that we find in His word for us in our times of need. Our psalm this evening says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life." So if you're going through afflictions, brothers and sisters, the counsel that God's word gives us is to look to the promises of God that belong to you as a child of God. Psalm 34, verses 17 through 20. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Brothers and sisters, God tells us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That those of us that have repented of our sins and trusted in Christ will never be able to be snatched out of His hand, because He who started the work in us will make sure that it comes to completion. Even as we come and we go through this time on this side of glory, through afflictions and through joys and through mercies and through graces and through hard times. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5 and following, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. In times of affliction, in times that we need to draw comfort from God's Word, what more can we ask for than the comfort of the Holy Spirit given to us by God, that we might be able to rest in God during these times of affliction? We, like the psalmist, have many reasons and circumstances around us that have and are causing afflictions. But be assured, dear Christian, dear brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ knows our suffering, and it's by His Spirit that He ministers to us comfort and grace in our time of need. And He comforts us and He ministers to us through His Word and through His people as well. And I read this verse this morning not because I forgot that it was even in my notes, to be honest with you, as our call to worship this morning, but that sweet verse in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. God's Word gives us that comfort in time of need, and we must, and as we will tonight, even draw near to the throne of grace that we might receive mercy as we even go through our afflictions. Are you in times of affliction? Then look to the incarnate Word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came and was oppressed and afflicted, but never opened His mouth. And He was afflicted for our sake, that we might be those who will also suffer for a little while, but there will come a day when all suffering will be no more. That day when we enter into glory and are in the presence of our Lord, and all of our afflictions will be no more. There will be no more tears. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more worry. There will only be praises and thanksgiving and honor and glory and worship of our Lord Jesus Christ, where there will be no sin in the presence of anything in heaven. And for those of you who are not trusting in the Lord, and you haven't trusted and you haven't bowed your knee to God for your salvation, know that the afflictions that you are facing right now are nothing compared to the eternal afflictions that you will have to go through if you do not bow your knee to Christ. So important that we understand that these afflictions that we go through as believers are temporary, because we have glory to look forward to. But if you're not in Christ, then you have nothing to look forward to but more affliction, and eternal affliction that is much worse than the afflictions that are even before you today. So God's Word would call you to repent of your sins, to trust in Christ, to follow after Him, and then, and only then, will God forgive you and give you His Spirit, and then these promises and this comfort that is spoken to us from the psalmist this evening will be your comfort, and those promises will also be yours as well. But you must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, as we look at this psalm, and we've looked at this psalm, we see this one simple psalm in verse 50 that says, "This is my comfort, this is our comfort in our affliction, that your promise gives us life, gives me life." God's promises give us life. And may the Lord of mercy and grace be our comfort in our afflictions, specifically the comfort of His holy Word and the great promises that come to us from His Word. May we be those who trust in Him and trust in His Word all the days of our life, even in our afflictions. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that You've given us Your Word, Lord. And we thank You most of all that You've given us comfort from Your Word. Mainly, Lord, the promises that You have given us. Those promises that cannot change and will not change because You do not change, Lord. Help us that when we are in suffering or when we are being afflicted, Lord, that we would go to Your Word immediately and not count on the things around us, but on our Lord, who is our Savior, and who is our mediator between us and God, and that you, Lord Jesus, would be glorified even in our times of affliction. And we ask now, Lord, that as you are with us by your Spirit, that you would help us to pray and to intercede for one another, and most of all, Lord, that we would glorify you in the answers that you've given us to our prayers. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.